Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Acts chapter 17, verses 29 through 31. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. Nature and nurture. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It can be fun to look at yourself and think about everything God uses to make you who you are. Sometimes it's called nature and nurture. Nature is the way I am because of the parents I was born to, my biological parents. Nurture is the way I am because of the parents I live with. For some kids, their nature parents and their nurture parents are the same people. For kids who live with different parents than the ones they were born to, this discovery can be even more interesting. Let's try some together. Following is a list describing things about you. After you hear each one, determine if it is nature or nurture, or maybe both. Ready? Here we go. My eye color. How tall I am. I like to throw my empty soda can across the kitchen to the recycling bin. Math feels easy for me. I love to hike in the mountains. It is beautiful how God uses both your physical traits and what you experience to make you who you are. The Bible calls people who believe in Jesus children of God. What do God's children look like spiritually? Our text says that God's children repent. To repent means knowing when you have sinned and wishing you hadn't done it. Trusting that Jesus took your sin away and it isn't a problem between you and your Heavenly Father. Like people might know who your mom is because of how you look, God's children look a certain way too. They don't like to sin. And they know their sin is gone from God's memory, so they aren't afraid. And like people might know who your dad is because you both are great helpers, people who spend time with God act a certain way. People who spend time with God in His Word know how much their Father loves them. That love pours out in lives that thank Him. You look like your Heavenly Father when His love inspires you to treat others kindly. You resemble Him when you speak truthfully and act lovingly. We are God's creations, His amazing combinations of who we are and who we spend time with. Love who God made you to be. Love even more who God made you to be in Jesus. You are God's child, and it shows in your understanding of your sin and Jesus' forgiveness. You live with God in His Word, and it shows in the life of love you offer to God and those around you. We thank God in prayer. God's own child, I gladly say it, I am baptized into Christ. Thank you for making me your dear child. Help me to live as your child, being sorry for my sins, trusting that you forgive me, and living a thankful life. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.